Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Just Glow With It podcast. And if you are new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I am a certified life coach, content creator, and the host of this podcast where we talk about all things lifestyle, wellness, and self-growth, all from a balanced perspective. So in today's episode, I wanted to talk about designing your own destiny and creating an authentic life for yourself. As someone who has chosen to carve out my own path, it's definitely been a rewarding but incredibly difficult experience. And in today's episode, I want to explore how we can navigate the challenges that come up when we embark on this journey. So this episode is for anyone out there who feels like they're not living their true authentic life. Maybe you've followed a path that your parents wanted for you, or maybe you're someone who's decided to forge your own way and you just need a little push, a little motivation to keep going. So if this sounds like you, then keep on listening. If you enjoy this episode, share this with someone who you think may benefit from this conversation. Share this episode on your Instagram stories, tag me in it so I can thank you for listening. I love continuing the conversation with you guys over on my Instagram DMs. And if you want more of this content in your life, be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, and all of my other platforms and links to everything is in the show notes where they always are. But that is all I have to say. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into today's episode.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
So when it comes to embarking on the path of creating your own journey, I think it begins with self-discovery and first understanding who you truly are. It wasn't until I started questioning myself that I began to truly know myself, my beliefs, my desires, and the reasons behind my thoughts. Growing up in a relatively small town where conformity was the norm really shaped me into being just like everyone else around me. Now, there's nothing inherently wrong with that, but I did come to realize that my preferences, from choices in clothing to my thoughts to the music that I liked and the friends that I kept, were largely influenced by the limited exposure that I had. And it was only when I stepped outside of my comfort zone and I explored life beyond my hometown and I met people from different backgrounds that I started to discover my true self and uncovering my genuine interests. So when I began this journey of creating my own path, one of the things that I discovered early on was that spirituality resonated with me more than any religion that I've been brought up in or that I've practiced. And I also found that I enjoyed activities like yoga and Pilates, and I learned the kind of friendships that I wanted, which were friendships that I aligned with my values. But I first had to get to know what my values were. And this journey of self-discovery taught me so much about who I am, which is why I really believe that traveling and moving away from your hometown, even if it's temporary, is so invaluable for our self-exploration. Even if that's not an option for you at the moment, I think you can still embark on your own path of self-discovery, even if you are someone who still lives in your hometown. I definitely managed to explore and discover myself while I was still living in my hometown, and some ways that I did that were, first, diving into different topics. So I began reading books on subjects that piqued my interest. It was actually through taking a religion class in college that I discovered my curiosity curiosity for spirituality. And then I delved into books on the topic and I learned more and I really resonated with the things that I was learning. I also explored nearby cities and towns. Luckily, growing up in California, I was around a lot of diversity. So the city just 15 minutes away from my hometown, and even in the Bay Area and Southern California, all of these different areas have such unique cultures and vibes. And I was fortunate enough to be exposed to diverse cultures and experiences without having to travel so far. But I highly recommend exploring even, you know, cities an hour or two away from where you live if you're someone who can't necessarily move out of your hometown just yet, or you can't travel, you know, long distance. You might be surprised by how diverse even a town 20, 30 minutes away from you is. And another way that I was able to really self-explore while still living in my hometown was trying different classes. So I really took the plunge into new experiences, and I fell in love with things like yoga and Pilates and wellness. And it's all because I decided to try something that was completely new to me. Those weren't things that I grew up on or that I had experience in. And sure, I felt nervous at first and I didn't always, you know what I was doing, but that's part of the beautiful journey of self-discovery. It's trying new things, figuring out what resonates with you, and embracing that discomfort that comes from growth and putting yourself in uncomfortable situations. And one of the biggest challenges that I've encountered while carving my own path is striking a balance between societal expectations and prioritizing my own well-being and my wants and my needs. And this can be particularly difficult when those two aspects differ significantly. And what has truly helped me is first redefining the notion of success based on my own terms. Oftentimes, the idea of success is influenced by our families, society, and our immediate surroundings. And while our loved ones may have good intentions and want what they believe is best for us, it's essential to recognize that their path and their definition of success don't have to align with ours. And as much as we desire to make those around us proud, we also have to prioritize making ourselves proud. And this is not always an easy task, but it is a very necessary step towards creating your own destiny and living a life that's truly authentic for you. When it comes to redefining what success means to you, this is something that requires self-reflection. And something to keep in mind is as we grow and evolve, our definitions of success will evolve as well. But to gain some clarity around what success means for you, it'll be beneficial to ask yourself a few really thought-provoking questions. And the first question that I recommend journaling on is, how does success feel to me? And this is a very intentional question that I'm giving you, because this question focuses more on our internal experiences rather than external achievements. And success could feel like a sense of stability, having freedom, abundance, feeling joy. It could feel expansive. And once you get clear on that, the next journal prompt to journal on is, what does success look like for me? So once you identify what it feels like, then you can get into the external part of success. And personally for me, success looks like having the freedom and flexibility to pursue my passions on my own terms, to do what I want when I want, to do work that is fulfilling to me and actually get paid for it, to have financial stability, to be able to invest in personal growth and my health and my wellness, and having the ability to travel and enjoy all of life's pleasures. And one thing I want to say, when you begin to embark on this journey of creating your own path and choosing to live a life that is authentic to you, is you might experience pushback and pressure from the people in your life, whether it's your family, friends, you know, your environment that is around you. And there are a few different approaches you can take when you are experiencing this sort of pressure and pushback from people, and it really all depends on your circumstance. And one option is to approach it with love and open communication and clearly express your boundaries and your desires to your family and loved ones or whoever is giving you this pushback. However, as we all know, life isn't always filled with love and light. And sometimes communication doesn't work when the other person refuses to listen or try to understand your point of view. And in those cases, in my opinion, the only other option is to unapologetically pursue what you truly want. And what that looks like is not feeling the need to explain yourself to anyone, not seeking approval from others, and not waiting for people to fully understand or support your decisions in life. And I want to share an example from my own life because I have tried the love and light approach where I tried to communicate and express my needs, but unfortunately that wasn't received well. And so I did have to take the approach of pretty much not giving a shit and just doing whatever I want with my life and not caring about what other people think. So my dad has absolutely no idea about the amazing platform that I have built and the fact that I'm doing what I love and I'm getting paid for it. I'm not even kidding when I say he genuinely believes that I'm unemployed and I'm just a stay-at-home girlfriend and I just don't do anything all day. And initially, this used to bother me because I wanted him to see and understand the significance of what I was doing and the positive impact that I was making and the fact that I was earning a living from it. However, there comes a point when you realize that you don't need to keep explaining yourself to people who simply lack the capacity to comprehend your journey. And I also had to remind myself that I was never doing this for him anyways. I'm walking this path for myself. So his approval or understanding doesn't make a difference to me anyways, because it was never for him. It was never for anyone else. It was always for me. And so for anyone who has a similar experience as I do with maybe not having the most supportive or understanding family or people in your life, I just want to say that I completely, completely know how it feels, and I am holding space for you because I know it's easier said than done to just not care. But you really do get to a point where you don't care anymore and you're not looking for other people's approval and understanding. And when you do get to that point, it is such a freeing feeling and you feel so liberated and just a weight is lifted off your shoulders because you are no longer trying to prove yourself and your path to anyone else. And at the end of the day, I know that as long as I'm doing what makes me happy, I'm making a difference in the world in whatever way that I can, and I am achieving my definition of success, then that is all that matters to me. And I don't care who sees it, agrees with it, understands it. All that matters is that I do. And so I just wanted to share that because I know it's one of the most difficult parts of this journey of creating your own path. And so I know I just talked about not needing approval from others and how it doesn't matter. But on the flip side of that, building a supportive network and seeking guidance from individuals who truly understand your journey can also have a profound impact on your path. So if you're like me and you come from an environment that doesn't comprehend or support your path that you're on, it's very helpful to create your own support system. When I first embarked on my journey, I actively sought out mentors and connected with people who had gone through similar experiences. And this doesn't necessarily mean you have to pay for a mentor. There are plenty of free resources available. So some things that I did was consume their free content, listen to podcasts. I also joined some online groups, and eventually I had the opportunity to meet like-minded people in real life through attending wellness workshops or going to workout classes and just putting myself in environments where I would find like-minded people. And even this podcast can also be a part of your supportive network. Engaging in my podcast or in any of my content, it not only helps you learn and grow, but it also serves as a reminder that you are not alone. When you surround yourself with people who have walked a similar path as you, who are on a similar journey, or who have accomplished the things that you're working towards, it broadens your perspective on what is truly possible in life. If you are someone who dreams of becoming a successful business owner or achieving financial abundance, and you've never witnessed anyone around you accomplish those things, it's going to be very challenging to believe that it's possible. But when you surround yourself with people who have achieved those goals, you start to recognize that it actually is possible. So that's why I say it's really important to be mindful and intentional of who you surround yourself with in your real life, as well as who you follow online and whose content you're consuming and things like that. Especially if you are in a position right now where you can't really surround yourself with like-minded people in person or in real life, that is when you really want to take advantage of surrounding yourself with those type of people online. That was one of the very first things I did. And another thing that I want to bring up when it comes to creating your own path is how crucial it is to be able to embrace flexibility, adaptability, and have a shift in perspective regarding failure. I personally believe one of the reasons why people choose not to create their own path and instead choose the path that was kind of laid out for them by their parents, by society, by school, is because it is so much easier to have someone else dictate what to do. On the other hand, finding your own way is infinitely more challenging. And along the journey, you are going to experience failures, changes in plans, unexpected setbacks, and it's essential to be comfortable with those failures and view it as a valuable lesson and know how and when to pivot when needed. Every time a situation didn't unfold as I expected, I discovered there was always something valuable I gained from it, whether it was learning a new skill, learning to set a boundary, or a very valuable lesson, or making a meaningful connection at a job that didn't work out. There was always something that I gained from those situations, even if it didn't work out the way that I wanted them to. And I think being able to pivot and adapt is also crucial on this journey. And for me, staying attuned to my intuition has been so helpful in being able to pivot and be adaptable. Because more often than not, I've found that my intuition provides guidance and signals when it's time to make a change, when it's time to let something go, when something isn't for me or working out for me anymore. My intuition lets me know even before it becomes very obvious. And some things that I do to help me build my intuition are meditation and journaling. And when it comes to being more adaptable and flexible, some things that I've adopted that have really helped me have been, one, embracing a growth mindset. So like I mentioned, cultivating the belief that failure is not a setback, but an opportunity for growth, and being able to see challenges as stepping stones towards your goals and seeing the lesson in it all. Another thing is embracing a solution-oriented approach. So what that looks like is, instead of dwelling on the setbacks for too long, focusing on finding solutions and choosing a different approach to things, and also developing the ability to bounce back from failure or unexpected changes is so important. And that's not to say you won't have your moments where you want to quit and give up, or when things feel extremely overwhelming and hard, but still having the ability to bounce back from those setbacks is going to be so crucial. And the last thing that's been very helpful has been continuously reassessing my goals and checking in with myself and where I'm at to see where I could improve, how I can hold myself accountable, where I'm doing well in, and just being very honest and accountable with myself has been the biggest thing for me in this journey. And so those are just some of the challenges that I've had to navigate in this journey of creating my own path, some of the habits and mindset shifts that I've had to instill within me in order to succeed on this path. It's definitely been a journey, like I mentioned, and it's not always easy, but it is always worth it. When you are choosing to do what is best for you and your highest self and create your most authentic life and do what truly lights you up, it is always, always worth it. And no matter what path you choose to take in life, whether it's creating your own path or choosing to do what makes your parents happy or what you think you should do, every path that you take is going to have its fair share of challenges and obstacles, as well as pros to it. And it really is a personal decision that each individual person has to make and decide what is worth it. Is going through this journey of uncertainty and loneliness worth what I will receive at the end of this? Or is it worth it for me to just keep the peace and do what my parents want and make them happy and just sacrifice my own desires for the time being? There really is no right or wrong way to live life, because everyone is on their own journey, and what is meant for my journey may not be what's meant for your journey, and vice versa. But I did want to share this episode for those of you who are on a similar journey as me, who have that deep innate desire within them to carve out and create their own path and their own destiny. So yeah, I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. I hope that it resonated with you in one way or another, and you were able to get some valuable insights from today's conversation. And again, if you are interested in checking out our sponsor for today's episode, the link to that will be in the show notes. Rate and review the podcast if you have been enjoying our conversations. And if you want more of this content in your life, or if you want to just keep up with me, even though I haven't really been posting on socials these last few weeks, I've been taking a much needed break, but the links to that will be in the show notes. And that is all I have to say for today's episode. As always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.